and you don't eat the pod of those, you just eat the bean out of it. Shelly beans are kind of like a black-eyed pea. Crowder peas are like a black-eyed pea that you eat before it's dried. You eat them fresh. You can eat black-eyed peas fresh, but most of them are dried. Mm-hmm. Crowder peas are a little bit greener and don't have the black eye on them. And you would eat them. You'd eat crowder peas fresh. I don't think they ever dry those. Pinto beans and red beans you get dried.
What different kinds of squash are there?
There's yellow squash, which is also called summer squash, and there's, or it's also called crookneck squash. And then you get zucchini, which do very well here. And acorn squash are grown around here.
What's acorn squash?
It's a big winter squash that's, 6 inches long, and it's kind of got a ridged, hard shell, and the inside is kind of like pumpkin meat, mm-hmm. and it has hard seeds that you scrape out. You have to split it, scrape out all the seeds, and then put butter. And I like to put maple syrup. A lot of people put brown sugar.
You just bake
and
it.
Bake it in the oven.
What do you mean it's a winter squash?
Like it grows in the winter, and you get it in the fall and winter. And the summer squash, the other kind of summer squash is a little green, flat squash that has sort of a scalloped rim around it, and that's also called a patty pan squash.
Does it turn white?
Yeah. White, yeah, pale green to white.
The kind of tomatoes don't get any bigger than this.
Cherry tomatoes.
Any other name for them?
I don't think so.
What's something you, a vegetable you put in a gumbo?
Oh, goodness. You put celery and tomatoes and green peppers. And okra, and I don't know what else. That's mainly what goes in gumbo. And then you put lots of crab and shrimp.
Talking about shrimp, if you wanted to buy several pounds of it, you'd ask for several pounds of
shrimp.
Would you ever use the word shrimp?
No, I wouldn't. Even when I was talking about 5 shrimps on a plate, I would probably say there are 5 shrimp on the plate. Mm-hmm.
Talking about lettuce, if you wanted to buy some, you'd ask for maybe 3
heads of lettuce or 3 bunches of lettuce if you didn't want head lettuce, if you wanted loose leaf lettuce.
Would you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like if you had 5 children, say you had 5 heads of children?
No, I might say 5 head of children, like I would say 5 head of cattle. Mm-hmm. As a joke, but I wouldn't talk about my children. I wouldn't say I have 4 head of children. I would say I have 4 kids, if I did.
How does the word kid sound to you?
Normal, slightly slangy, but not not bad.
What about young'uns or chaps?
Young'uns, I would say, sounds country. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard them called chaps.
If you had about 14 children, you'd say you really had a...
You had a God's awful mess of children. No, I would say you had a passel of kids, probably.
Okay, how would you use the word passel?
I would use the word passel for a group of things, for a bunch of things.
Uh-huh. What else besides kids?
Oh, somebody has a passel of dogs, or just about anything. You could say if somebody had lots of anything, but it would have to be something you would count. I wouldn't say you had a passel of mashed potatoes, but I might say you had a passel of potatoes.
Mm-hmm. What if someone had about 500 acres of land? You'd say he had a...
Well, now that would be a parcel, and I would never say a passel for that.
What about a right smart?
I would not be inclined to use it, but I could. I wouldn't say I'd never use it.
How would you
I would use it more in a slangy colloquialism. Sense. Yeah, he means that kid's right smart.
Uh-huh. But would you ever say a right smart offspring?
No, never would.
And the outside of the ear of corn is called the...
The husk or the corn husk.
Okay. Yeah. And the stringy stuff?
The tassel or the
Or...
Silk, corn silk.
And what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Sweet corn or... You might call it field corn.
What do you call young field corn? Do you ever hear roast ears?
Yes, but we never roasted corn. We always boiled it.
Uh-huh.
So anything that was sold in the store as a roastineer, we boiled and ate with lots of butter on it.
Does roastineer to you refer to how it's prepared?
It would to me. Uh-huh. I know that people used to bury them.
Corn husk and all, in the shucks, as we say, bury them in a coal, you know,
uh-huh.
Dig a pit and make.